really is too bad the coffee shop was closed tonight. I mean, it's good that they're finally dealing with a leaky roof, but ugh, they had to do it on book club night. Yeah, I always have coffee, so no problem. Make yourself comfortable. It shouldn't be too much longer to brew. So the discussion tonight got a little heated. I don't know why they pick books like this. Well, I do know why, because we all get to take turns picking, and some of us have different tastes than others, and we end up with real doozies sometimes, this being one of them. I just couldn't believe how angry some people were getting. I mean, yeah, it's a romance novel, which in a lot of people's minds in that room is a strike against it, but they seem to just really have an issue with some of the underlying themes between the two main characters. It was almost ludicrous. I mean, okay, that older guy that started coming, like, what, a month ago, maybe? When he got, like, right uppity because the main woman started dating the dude and they're, like, what, 10, 15 years apart and she's older? He actually had, like, a problem with that. What the hell? It was kind of fun to watch him get all worked up and everybody else kind of chuckle at him, though. I don't know that he'll be back. He seemed really out of place. It's a ludicrous thing to be upset about. I mean, there was a lot of other shit going on in that book, but if you're going to be upset about something, let's be upset about that. I mean, some of the cultural issues alone could just... I could write a complete dissertation on it. But anyway, he chose to focus on that, which tells me that he probably doesn't read a whole lot of, you know, really complicated literature. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm sorry. Am I ranting? I'm ranting, aren't I? I don't think you've seen me do that because I can't rant in a coffee shop. Cute. Okay. Thank you, by the way. So what did you think of the discussion? Okay. You agree with what side? The older women shouldn't date younger men side, or, you know, the side of sanity? That side. Good. Good choice. Well, no. I think age is just a number, isn't it? Really? I mean, you can't define somebody by how old they are, how many years they've been on the earth. Past a certain point, that doesn't matter anymore, does it? I mean, once you become a full-fledged adult and you're over a certain age, then, and I'm not talking 18, that's too young, but over a certain age, you know who you are, you know what you think about things, you know how you view life, at least to an extent. Yeah, I know. And it can offer different perspectives, right? Well, look at us. I mean, you're what? 10, 12 years younger than me? Something like that? And we get along just fine. We have same taste in books. Actually, we have same taste in a lot of things. We enjoy good conversation. We take our coffee the same way. So, yeah. Age doesn't preclude you from spending time with people or getting to know people, having friends. So why should it preclude relationships? What, just because there's sex involved, all of a sudden it's a big deal? It's just stupid. And besides, women reach their sexual prime later than men, so technically, if that's your marker, then they're pretty evenly matched, I'd say. What? You look uncomfortable. I'm sorry, did I say something wrong? I mean, yeah, that was pretty blunt about sex, but in the context of the conversation, I didn't think it was an issue. I'm sorry. What's going on? Okay. You can tell me what is causing this. It's not a big deal. I mean, that's what friends do, right? We talk. It's embarrassing. What's embarrassing? Talking about sex? Oh, honey. If I had known that, then I wouldn't have said it. But it's not like we're getting into nitty-gritty details. You look really warm. Are you okay? Okay, look, tell me what's going on. I'm starting to get concerned. Oh. Okay. Well, didn't see that coming. How long have you felt that way? Okay. That's why you didn't say much in the conversation, isn't it? You just kind of kept your head down, kept flipping through the book. You didn't say much at all. Because that was a very personal conversation for you, wasn't it? And when he started calling the main character an idiot for wanting to be with an older woman, you were taking it personally. Okay, well, that sort of changed some things, didn't it? No, I'm not gonna just forget it. Don't be silly. It's unexpected, and if I'm honest, kind of nice. I mean, I'm processing as I go here, so bear with me. Like I said, age is a number. Doesn't mean anything. And, I mean, we always have a good time, right? We've become actually quite good friends over the last, what, year that we've been in book club together. Had some very heated conversations about various works of literature, and yeah. I'm not upset about it, if that's what you're worried about, because you still kind of look like you want to throw up a little bit. Take some breaths for me, okay? I don't want you to pass out or something. I don't want to deal with that. Good. Okay, so we deal with it, right? What do you mean? What does it mean? Dealing with it? Well, I'm assuming by telling me that there was a motive there, that there was something that you were hoping would happen. It's a very cute little smirk. Yeah. I think it's an interesting idea. One worth investigating further. I mean, you're adorable in so many ways. And not in a condescending way before you get all uppity with me. In the most pure way possible. And sweet and smart. And who cares about the age difference? I don't. If I did, I wouldn't be spending time with you to begin with, right? Older men don't always have their shit together either. In fact, they're usually worse because they're set in their ways and stupid. So there's that. Remember, I was married to an older man, and that didn't end well. It's fine. Poor thing. Come here. Come here. Just come here. Well, you're good at that. I like it. Yeah, I like where this is going. Oh. Okay. Being a little assertive, are we? No, I like it. Why are you hesitating? What's going on? Okay. What does that mean? You don't have a lot of experience with this. Okay. Really not a lot of experience. Okay. No, it's fine. I'm glad you told me, though. It just means you don't have bad habits that I have to break. That's all. But hold on. We're not doing the whole shebang tonight. Okay. I mean, good God, give me some credit. I mean, that doesn't mean we can't have a good time, I think certain things need to be saved a little bit. Okay. So, this inexperience that you're seemingly concerned about, what does it include?